This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
This is a rare event and a rare hot seat opportunity. I have two very special guests sitting in two hot seats today. It is Sean Drake, the founder of Stony Lonesome Group, and his special guest, Jen Buckner. Welcome.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you having us here today.
So why are you both here together? How did you meet? What's going on?
Well, Jen and I go back over 30 years. We're West Point classmates from West Point class of 90. And she just recently retired from the Army after a very illustrious career. And I'd love to have her tell you a little bit about that.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you. My first appearance after retiring. But it was funny because Sean and I reconnected actually through a number of cyber events where on the Department of Defense and Army side, I was describing some of the requirements that were important to the future of the Army. And he was in a position to see a number of emerging capabilities and investment opportunities. And so we reconnected on where those requirements and opportunities aligned.
That's excellent. And one thing I think is really important for people to know what Stony Lonesome Group does is, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but what's important to most of us in the room, American exceptionalism, how are you bringing it back?
Exactly, Gary. I mean, Stony Lonesome Group is an early stage venture capital firm. Our current fund is specifically focused on cybersecurity, big data, and artificial intelligence. And one of the big premises for us starting that fund was the idea that freedom isn't free. And if we don't make investments in protecting national security and American exceptionalism, there's some other people out there that are looking to, encroach that from a cyber perspective. And so we're investing in those early stage companies that we think can help provide some of that new companies in the cybersecurity space.
So your venture fund, you're focused on helping veterans, helping those made in America, new cyber, big data solutions, get them out to market. Do you have any that you guys are working on together or you can't tell us yet?
We've got some great companies in the portfolio. I think one of the important things to understand from our investment thesis perspective and what makes us unique in the marketplace is Stony Lonesome Group's ability to understand the requirement side, to reach out into the military, the DOD, and understand what are the challenges, what are the gaps, what are they solving for? And that's where Jen and I started having a conversation where, we represent the private sector looking at these new companies, but she represents the customer side and things that they were looking at, and our ability to reach out to her and learn a little bit more about what are those key areas.
Are there key areas you want to talk about?
Well, I think it's an important time because what we learned in some of our early collaboration was we're in a stage where we're kind of flipping the model, where in some cases we can describe requirements, but in many cases, private industry is leading in the innovation space. So it's helpful to understand where innovation is and how we might take advantage of some of that growth for requirements on the department side that we can't even articulate yet. Clearly, I align with Stony Lonesome Group's investment philosophy, where doing good can also be profitable because there's a good space in that. And then third, I've worked with really some tremendous talent in U.S. Army and specifically in the cyber field. And so we can't keep all of them in uniform forever. And some of them are getting out to carve out some new technologies in the startup space. And I also think aligning with some veteran entrepreneurs, there's a great many Army cyber officers who are doing good things in the private sector now. And I think there are some great opportunities there.
Would you say that also Army cyber was the first in the DOD to really take the cyber threat, a warfare threat, seriously?
I do think the Army led in terms of both organizational and some of our leader and development pieces, because we carved out a specialty specifically for cybersecurity. And we combined both that that traditional network defense or cyber defense with our most high-end offensive cyber operators. And so that offensive mindset has been really, really important in bringing that into the larger cybersecurity realm. So both on the technology side, organizationally with Army Cyber Command and talent, I think the Army's led in that space.
Don't take the mic yet. Could we move the 4 Ds of the military into cyber? Detect, deter, defend, defeat? Can we do it?
Well, I'd like to add an E in that, in the exploit part.
This is great. Can you elaborate on that?
So we're working in threes on more of the, the defend, protect, and exploit. And it's the idea that I think intelligence and cybersecurity are inexorably linked. And the idea, it's not just cyber defense or that firewall, that perimeter defense model, but actually how would you use threat intelligence to better inform what you're doing and also to take advantage, in the deterrence realm on how we might better protect our nation's interests.
Sounds great. So we have a mission together to spread the word. And this is a great hot seat. Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers? You know, we have people in every major industry, the CISOs, the VPs of IT. Anything you want to share with our viewers or our listeners that we missed?
You know, I think one thing for us that we'll put out there is Stony Lonesome Group is about mission-focused investing. And it's getting in there and making those investments in these early-stage companies so that that tech transfer doesn't take place because other nation states are investing in some of those types of companies. So I think the challenge to Americans is to invest in those things that are going to help keep freedom free, and mission-focused investing. Keep that in mind as they're looking at their portfolio and thinking about investing in our future and keeping us safe.
And I would close with great interview, great hot seat, the double hot seat. This is what I would call socially responsible investing. So we've got to put more fuel into Stony Lonesome Group. It's a different kind of socially responsible investing. It's making America technology solution the best it can be, the best in the world.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.